This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your day, you're listening to On Air with Doug Jen and Victoria. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. You can follow us on Twitter at DJB Show or at Jennifer Horn or On Air Victoria or C. Schillen or at Doug Steffen at Facebook.com/Good Day, Facebook.com/DJB Show. It's all there for you to see and feel and hear. So, there's a bit of arguing going on, or maybe jousting is better, as to who has the most important place in our country with regard to X, Y, or Z. For example, I think it's safe to say that older people are more reliable when it comes to voting than our younger people, younger generations. And I think it's also, I think it is accurate to say that millennials are the most narcissistic generation ever. And I think that that's, we don't agree on some things, but there's one thing that I, as a member of an older generation, and you, as a member of a younger generation, can agree on. Those people who were born, like, say what?
I love when you sweet talk us like that.
I know, isn't it sweet?
We're young, I know, I love it.
If you were born between 1980 and 1994, does that fit everybody?
No.
No, you were a little younger.
I take it all back. I hate you.
Didn't take long to lose that, did it, huh? All right, but the millennials are basically that group born in the late 70s, early 80s to the mid to late 90s. According to a study that is out today, the millennials and their grandparents' generations are the most narcissistic.
And so it's our parents who are the baby boomers, right?
Yeah, and I don't know that I... The reason I'm bringing this up is, and you've just sort of picked at it, I'm not sure I agree with this. I think there are plenty of people that are my age who have not done a particularly great job with their families because they all think about themselves.
Yeah.
And isn't that the definition of narcissism? By the way, Jennifer, spell that for us, will you please?
Narcissism?
Yes.
T-R-U. Look, and I'm the Trump supporter. Narcissism. N-R.
Oh, but,
yeah, you got that, right?
I did get it.
It was my little funny joke.
Yeah, it was very funny. Huh?
Very, very. All right, you ready? Narcissism.
Yes.
N-A-R.
Yep.
C.
Uh-huh.
Ism. I-S-S-I-S-M.
Hey!
Is that right?
Yay! Yes.
Talk about sounding it out. We're hooked on phonics.
There's a fellow who's a doctoral candidate who's done his treatise, if you will, you want to call it that. He's done his paper at Case Western Reserve on millennials and adults over the age of 60, comparing the generations and ranking the generations when it came to narcissism. The older group, that is the people who are my age, shall we say, rated themselves as 61.4% narcissistic, whereas the millennials rated themselves 65.3% narcissistic. That's what they felt like. 61% feel that they live in the most narcissistic generation, and 65% of the millennials say that they live in the most narcissistic.
Isn't that kind of a funny narcissistic answer, though? No, I live in the most narcissistic generation.
No,
I do.
No, it's me. Yes, you're right. You got it. Yeah. Is it really? It's
This is going to make me sound as old as Kara sounds sometimes. I'm only teasing Kara. I always say Kara's an old soul. She is. Mm-hmm. But Lewis and I watched that movie Brooklyn the other night. You know, the Irish girl who comes.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
We had never seen it before. We're way behind. But I said to Lewis, it was a very cute movie, very sweet. But it was interesting because they're very young in it. They don't say their ages, but I'm guessing they're probably like 20 or 21. 21, something like that. The Italian guy in Brooklyn is a plumber. His whole family, they're plumbers. But, you know, he had land picked out. He had plans to build multiple houses, and he was going to rent one out. He wanted to build one for them to live in. And I said to Lewis, I said, you know what? I said, what other guy our age even has a plan for how to care for a family, how to provide for a wife and child or multiple children? No one our age does. Mm-hmm. It was so refreshing to see a movie where, and I know it's a generational thing, but like I feel like our entire generation, we have no plan. Like, there's just no plan. It's just, you both better work, and you both better hope you make enough money to support a kid and a house, maybe.
I'm raising my hand to that one right here, right now.
Well, people with retirement funds. I mean, people our age, like, in their 20s and 30s, are like, retirement? What? I mean, it's ridiculous.
We can't even afford a mortgage right now. Forget about retirement. That's not a priority.
Hi to Lorna Barnes, to John Goldman, to Kirk Harnack, to Tom Mahoney, Andrea Erlington, Melissa Garrett. I wanted to say hi to some of the people that I know were listening. One of them sent me a note about Donald Trump's impact on the stock market. So from the good news department, if you wonder how the stock market rally that has been pretty consistent since Donald Trump became president, I'm looking for good things here. Doesn't make a difference where they come from. But this is a good measure in the first 30 days. Isn't there I've noticed last night when I was dozing off, I actually had MSNBC on. I was watching the 11th hour. With Brian Williams.
I don't know about Brian Williams, but I think on whole, MSNBC is doing a much better job of delivering news without spin. Yeah. If you watch CNN, it's impossible to get. And that used to be like the epitome of what was great in TV journalism.
Yeah, it used to be real news.
Horrible. Yeah. I mean, you know, on Fox, Fox's news people like Brett Baer are the best in the business, but they have most of their staff is opinion journalism, so they spin everything.
Right.
MSNBC seems to do the best job now.
Oh,
I said this a while ago that I was never really a fan of Greta Von Susteren. I actually really like her now on MSNBC.
Yeah, she's much different.
She's very different, and I think she's better, and I think she presents both sides of every argument really well. Like, I actually enjoy watching her now.
All right, so don't let me forget to tell you the Ben Stein story from the airport yesterday, but let me finish what we were talking about with regard to Trump in the first 30 days. The reason I brought up MSNBC is because Brian Williams said, tomorrow night, two-hour special, the first 30 days of Donald Trump. Yada, yeah. And if they don't lead with the stock market rally and how good it has been, this is the best stock market rally since any president came into office since 1945, since the end of World War II. If you go back to Inauguration Day and then you bring us through yesterday, Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed more than 4%. That's the biggest gain over the first 30 days of any presidency since FDR was inaugurated in the 1930s. So
I'd be surprised if you hear about that.
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up, because I think it's something that's being buried by these morons, this horror show of quasi news that isn't news at all. I mean, I've got my problems with Trump, to be sure, but to have this attack go on and on and on, it's sickening.
Yeah, but if you're someone who follows the stock market, you're watching CNBC and you're watching Bloomberg. I mean, you know that the stock market is rallying. You know that stocks are up. So I don't really know that. I don't think that that's being buried. People who follow that know for sure.
Well,
that
the
it's
average
up.
Person ought to know it, because sometimes
I think the average person does know that.
No, I don't think so.
I think the media does a good job, especially if you're watching the CNNs of the world. They're not spending any time talking about the stock market. They're talking about they're trying to talk about the president saying that Sweden was burning, and, you know, lo and behold, it actually was.
Okay, so here's another spin on this, which I find very interesting. You know how the news media here has been trying to take a shot, and so has some businesses, on Ivanka Trump's clothing line?
Mm.
It appears that there is, and it wasn't started by her, but the fashion that she represents and the brand that she's selling is the most popular brand of women's clothing in China. It is going crazy.
It's also doing really well on Amazon, which is
it really?
Funny. Yeah,
yeah, I
saw
that.
A story because it's been pulled out of a lot of stores. But her fragrance, I guess, is number one on Amazon. To be honest, I didn't even know she had a fragrance, but it just goes to show you how even shopping becomes so political now. I mean, people are going to boycott. If people that are supportive of the Trumps are going to boycott these stores and buy her stuff on Amazon and vice versa. Yeah.
Well, Kara actually brought a story to our attention last week. I don't think we talked about it on the air, but, you know, we're fans of Wegmans. I know, Doug, I think you like Wegmans
very
stores,
good.
Too.
Very good. Yeah, it's a great supermarket.
There's one right near my parents. I make a pilgrimage.
East Coast Chamber. Very good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's sort of like Whole Foods. Yeah. But there, someone was, I guess people have got picked up steam trying to get these, you know, get Trump brands out of these stores.
Yeah.
And they wanted to get the Trump wines removed from the Wegmans wine stores. And Wegmans
who did?
Was
somebody
like,
protesting
outside the store? I don't know if it was anywhere besides Virginia, and maybe that's why I saw it. I think it was a Washington Post story, and it was talking about how there were people around here that wanted to boycott Wegmans because they were selling Trump wine. And, you know, it, and it was all these people who had been loyal to the store for a long time, and I think a lot of Wegmans shoppers are pretty loyal to the store. And, yeah, they said, oh, well, I don't want to shop there anymore because they're selling Trump wine. Ah. Not to mention the fact that they sell a ton of other wines, too.
Yeah.
And they said that they were going to go to Shoppers or somewhere like that. And I just said, well, why wouldn't you continue shopping there, not buy the wines
just
if
don't
you don't
buy the
want
wine.
Them?
Well, that's
and that
Wegmans
way you don't
said.
Have to sacrifice, you know, the food that you want by shopping somewhere else. And, yeah, Wegmans had a really good response, and I can't remember verbatim what they said, but...
It was essentially, they were like, we're going to let the market dictate. If people want to, we're going to keep the brand, and if it doesn't sell, then we evaluate, like all brands, which ones are selling and which ones are not.
Did you read the follow-up, though, to that story? It came out yesterday, and in lieu of all these rumblings about the boycott or the boycott that people wanted to see, all of his wines sold out at Wegmans. Every single one.
And
there was a follow-up to it yesterday.
Yeah, that's the thing that people don't seem to realize, is that, you know, they should have just kept doing what they were doing, not buying the wines, and if they didn't do well, then they wouldn't be sold, but instead they boycott, and then people who really like Trump go and buy all of them.
Create the backlash, right?
Yeah. Do you know that there are... since she went to China last month, there have been 40 applications to use her name as a trademark for various products in China. It's really, I find it very interesting.
Well, you know, I actually kind of get that. This does not mean to sound, I don't mean to sound racist or sexist, but I can imagine in China, they're probably aching for some female role models. And add that to the fact that there is a fascination with blonde women. I'm not even making a joke.
Asian cultures
do like blonde women. I mean, I can imagine that she's probably prime target for that.
Yep. Good for her, and good for they're smarter over there than we are here, in a manner of speaking. Okay, let's speaking of being smart, let's talk about blood flow and how to smartly regulate the blood flow in your body. If you're ready to try our Superbeet superfood, man, there's no better time than the present. I was talking to Victoria earlier; she was mixing up. I said, "Who's banging that glass around?" And she was mixing her Superbeets. So she'd have the energy that it takes to keep up with me. Good for you and good for everybody. If you want to be like me when you grow up, call 800. I know this is the lady.
Uh-oh, there go the sales.
800-655-4183. That's very disrespectful. Superbeets. I take it. Jennifer takes it. Victoria takes it. Kara takes it. A little glass, 4 ounces of water. Put a teaspoon of Superbeets in there, and you have energy galore. Share your body with your body, if you know what I mean. The good stuff in your body needs to be shared, needs to be pushed around, and that's what you get with the nitric oxide influence, opening up your arteries and pushing the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. So get on board right now. If you haven't bought Superbeets yet, you get a free 30-day supply with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183, or better yet, a lot of people like to go online to Doug LikesBeets.com and buy them that way. So go ahead, help yourself. Doug Likes Beets. He does. DougLikesBeets.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Songs from this particular era of music. Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, Grace Slick was the, well, I don't have to explain it to you. There she is, cranking up, Kara. Nothing's going to stop us now. Made a statement in a manner of speaking by saying it was okay to use this song in an ad for Chick-fil-A. I had a lot of controversy around Chick-fil-A too with some people. This op-ed piece explaining her decision to authorize using this song from 1987 because there are a lot of people who don't like the chain. You know what? I don't know. We were just talking about Trump and his wine and some of this other stuff. Is that on the air or off the air? A little of both, I think. Who likes what? The Chick-fil-A brand is synonymous with good chicken. I don't happen to be a fan of chicken. I don't like to eat chicken. But if I were, I'm sure I'd go to the Chick-fil-A store instead of the Popeye store or Kentucky Fried Chicken. For a good fish sandwich or a good chicken sandwich or a good chicken dish. Anyway,
I've heard it's great. I've never been to a Chick-fil-A. I've heard that it is very good.
Yep, it's much better than if you were to get like chicken at McDonald's or something. Yeah, Chick-fil-A is way better.
Much better. But anyway, so Chick-fil-A is the people that own it are anti-gay marriage. The stores aren't open on Sunday. You know, that kind of an operation. And so that's their right. If they want to run their business that way, you know, people are going to stay away or they're going to go. Are they going to go because of the stance the company takes on gay marriage or because it's good chicken? If I'm going to be looking for a good chicken, I'm not worrying too much about where they are in gay marriage. But listen, there are those who get upset. And this commercial with the song in the background was in the Grammy Awards last week. And Slick said, that was my voice. That is my song. I'm donating every dime that I make from that ad to Lambda Legal, which is the largest national legal organization working to advance the cause of LGBTQ people. So, what's wrong with that? You let them use it, take the money from them, and use it as you will.
Use it against them, is essentially
yeah,
what
in
she's
a sense,
saying.
I suppose. Yeah, right. Instead of them replacing my song with someone else's and losing the opportunity to sort of strike back at these forces that are anti-lesbian and gay and bisexual, etc., I decided to spend the cash in direct opposition to their causes and to make a public example of them. We're going to take some of their money and use it to pay back. She ended with, quote, I come from a time when artists didn't just sell their soul to the highest bidder, but musicians took a stand when the message of their songs was feed your head, not feed your wallet, referring to the song White Rabbit, if you've ever heard that.
Which is such a great song, yeah.
Yeah. So good for her. All right. We got time for some NSYNC news here. I guess, is this the unification or the reunification?
The reunification, it looks like.
NSYNC.
Yeah.
Where you get too excited just for a day, and they're going to be performing. Lance Bass told Entertainment Tonight that the boys have big plans to celebrate special 20th anniversary, including a vinyl reissue of their first appearance together since they joined Justin Timberlake on stage at the MTV Awards in 2013. We're doing something special. I don't know if I can announce it, but Lance Bass did announce it. So we're coming out with a cool vinyl edition of our Christmas album because it's coming up in 20 years of that album.
Songs, 20 years.
I know.
Home for Christmas. And then there's, they get a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame at some point this year, so they all get together for that. So that's good. Good for them. 28 minutes past the hour.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Another page to the DJV experience here, Doug, Jen, and Victoria with a good day handy by is a conversation about what's happening next month, already into March. What's today? Today is the 22nd, so a week from today will be March 1st. It'll be Frozen Food Month. For those of you who are big into that, Frozen Food Month, that's a I'm concentrating on food. We have a lot of food news here. A lot of people news as well. The big shocking divorce between Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. I love these entertainment sites. The shocking divorce revelation has hit the news. She's filing for full custody. Brad says, nope, she'll never get it because she's so busy perfecting her skincare line and making sure it's a huge success. Her ego is wrapped around it. Nothing is more important, she said, than her children in an interview in 2015. However, Brad says that he's got a different way of looking at it. There are six children in tow. How is she going to take care of them and build a beauty empire at the same time? Our children need their father, and I will make sure I'm always there for them. So back and forth it goes.
Jeez. I find it very hard to believe that she is focused on skincare at all. Like, that seems like fake news to me.
Fake news.
If I could guess, I would say that's...
blindsided about her asking for full custody. Well, this is what, you know, this whole business of what the worst or best example of fake news comes from the entertainment news media. All of these shows that are on Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight, these phony, just DMZ or TMZ or whatever it is. It's just phony, gossipy garbage. It may be entertaining, and that's what they're getting paid to do, is deliver an audience. But how much of that crap do you believe? It is. And these people poise themselves. What's his name? Mario Lopez? He's everybody's best friend. Here's my pal, Brad Pitt. He went out to dinner with him three times a week or something.
Right.
Yeah,
dream on, Mario.
Oh, my God. Just phony. Just phony, phony, phony. All right, so let's go to George Clooney. Ready?
Ready.
He and Amal of the Night Visitors are not traveling as much anymore because they're expecting twins. So no more dangerous trips to dangerous places. They're being more cautious. How far along is she? By what, 3-4 months? How long?
Isn't she due in June?
Is she?
Yeah, I think so.
He says, I'm not going to South Sudan anymore or to the Congo. I think I probably wouldn't be going to those places myself. Would you?
No.
Jet setting.
I wouldn't need to be carrying twins to make that decision either.
No, I mean, I'd stay away from those places no matter what. Yeah, it's really, I don't know, I find it interesting that these people, they do live a different kind of life. There's no question about that, because they have the ability to do it. They have the money to do it. You know what I thought? Last night, I was watching Shark Tank as I came home, and I was taking my clothes out of a bag, and I was actually going to the washing machine with a load of laundry. And out of Mark Cuban's mouth came something. They had somebody on Shark Tank who had some new kind of a laundry basket that he was trying to get them to invest $700,000. And you know how that. Do you watch that show?
By the way, I have seen it. Yeah,
Shark Tank.
I've seen
it. Good show.
It's fun.
It's a good show. It's fun. It really is. It's fun and it's good. Shows you kind of how business works. But these people are very interesting people. Anyway, so Cuban said, believe it or not, I do my own laundry. And the looks of the other four people on the panel, they looked at him and said, yeah, sure. No, he said, I do. I do my own laundry. And he was making reference to how this particular item that they were engaged in talking about to see if they want to invest in, how it might work in his house. And so I've just, but those little tidbits, those little things that show that these people are really just human beings like the rest of us, and yet we put them in this godlike position. I know, Angelina Jolie, what's this, what is her big deal? It is really amazing, and the point can be made for any of these things. The publicity that comes from working this through the entertainment media. Okay, you just said it, and I said it. We didn't know that she had a skincare line. So now all of this hoopla about her and what's going on in the divorce and all the skincare stuff. So now people know, and she doesn't have to pay for any advertising. Right?
If it's even a thing, I mean, I don't know. I have to Google.
You mean if it really exists?
Yeah, I don't believe that this is something she's working on.
Well, I'm looking at two different things here that are in. Well, this is a story from the Inquirer. So there's the rub. Skin Royale Anti Wrinkle Complex and Eye Royale Advanced Eye Treatment. And there are even pictures in the story of the before and after using this anti-wrinkle complex. Here's how great my skin looks before and after. So, anyway, you can check that out if you'd like.
Yeah.
Speaking of checking things out, in a moment we're going to check out some new ideas for frozen food month. I know you say, oh, come on, Doug, you make a conversation out of that. Yeah, In fact, yes, think about your dinner tonight and how much of it might be built around frozen vegetables. And if you're having dessert, how about frozen fruits? Or those of you who are making a smoothie right now to put your Super Beets in, are you using frozen fruit? I'm using it now. I do frozen fruit. Yesterday when I made mine, I had fresh strawberries and blueberries and pineapple, but I had some frozen, what did I have? Frozen mango, I think I threw in it. So anyway, we'll give you some ideas as to how to use some of these foods. Speaking of ideas on what to do and how to use things, the excitement around parachute home sheets. I was talking about getting home, crawling into my bed here on the farm, got a new electric blanket, got the sheets around me, and wrapped myself around those big pillows that I've got and went right to sleep. It was very comfortable and comforting to get into my bed with parachute modern bedding. You want a comfortable home, a comfortable bedroom, a comfortable bed? These sheets come from Europe. The cotton comes from Egypt. It's crisp and cool to the touch. The sateen bedding is incredibly soft and smooth. Boy, these, Kara likes to talk about hers, and so does Victoria. She crawls into the sack with all of this bedding. Wrap yourself around Lewis. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. The Percale bedding is made from premium long staple Egyptian cotton. So, when you unbox the parachute sheets, what did you? You have that really quality. They have wrap them up in these bags.
Yeah, they come in a beautiful. Jennifer was saying too. She just loves the packaging. It's very thoughtful. It's very high end, but it also feels very natural and organic too. There's no plastic wrap. Everything's individually wrapped in tissue paper, and all of the sheets come in these wonderful little cotton pouches with a burlap drawstring. It's beautifully done, and the quality is just it's incredible. I mean, I'm a sheet snob, and I have tried so many different kinds from Bed Bath and Beyond and Macy's and all department stores, and for the price, I mean, these are just incredible. They're so crisp, and the cotton is just such a great quality. It's wonderful.
The price is right. Check it out. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV. You'll see what they have to offer. You'll get free shipping when you order, and you don't have to worry about returns because they give you a 60-day or 60-night trial. You don't like them, after 2 months, send them back, get your money back, or you'll get different sheets. They'll donate the sheets to Habitat for Humanity. So they're thinking about the usage all the way around. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV. Use the sheets, parachutehome.com/DJV, and enjoy a great night's rest. Again, free shipping and the best in bedding very easily adapted, and it's easy to work your way around the site. It really is. parachutehome.com/DJV.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
All right, so let's spend some time focused on your dinner tonight, in a manner of speaking. Cece Carmichael is here. She is a classically trained chef and a TV personality. She's on the Food Network all the time and on Oprah Winfrey's network. I wonder about this as I talk about a lot of people don't understand, Cece, what happens in terms of frozen food. I'm a farmer. And in terms of what goes on with the produce farmers, the big ones they harvest the peas or the corn or Brussels sprouts or whatever it is, and they immediately they cook them and they freeze them so that in many instances you're better off buying frozen food than you are the stuff that may look fresh in your grocery store that's actually been trucked across the country. If you're on the East Coast and you're getting lettuce from California or that's peas from California, that's the truth too, isn't it?
It's so funny because I was, you know, one of the things I've been talking about this morning to people, to folks, is the fact that a lot of times the produce is picked fresh and flash frozen, sometimes on site.
Yeah.
So that you really are getting that kind of the perfect form of whatever it is that's frozen, and the nutritional value is maintained a lot better. I think it's true because you don't know how far your poor little, you know, pea has traveled before it hits you. When it's frozen, it's like frozen in time, and I think that's kind of the perfection of it. And we've come so far. I mean, do you remember TV dinners from the
1950s? Oh my God, Swanson TV dinners. But I do remember Clarence Birdseye. And I think that's where it all started, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Swanson's and Birdseye, I mean, that was, to me, was heaven. And it's only, I mean, like these days, you walk down the frozen food aisle and you have over 3,000 options. And you can do your breakfast, you can do your lunch, you can do dinner, you can do snack, dessert. And there's something for everyone. There's like vegetarian and organic, gluten-free. And the thing with people need to remember is it's real food. It just happens to be frozen, which makes it so convenient. And a lot of the stuff that you're seeing also has been developed by expert chefs and nutritionists and dietitians. So you know what you're getting. It takes all the guesswork out of it.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I had Wolfgang Puck on earlier, and we were talking about the way many other things. He's more focused on the Oscars this week, but his product line is really superb, associated with quality. There are a lot of innovations that he's done and others have done. So give us a couple of examples, will you please, Cece, of good items that save money and time out of the frozen freezer chest?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the product development, and when you talk about innovations, the product development is, you know, food, the health and food trends change every single year. And I think the foodie movement has just grown exponentially. And I think the frozen food aisle, the foodies are kind of going, oh, I can venture over here because there's some fabulous choices. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, and freezing technologies that we were talking earlier has really changed the game as well. But, you know, you were talking, I heard you talking earlier just about your smoothie and how, you know, breakfast used to be like, oh my gosh, I don't have time. But now you can make a sausage, egg, and cheese on an English muffin in less than 2 minutes, do a smoothie, and you're good to go. I think we're all kind of racing out the door and you want a good option. You don't want to have to like buy it on the road.
Yep.
And, you know, dinner, I at this point I use my freezer as an extension of my pantry. So I always know that when I'm running late, even when I'm not running late, the options are so fantastic that, you know, I have a recipe here, which I'll give you the website later where to get the recipe, but it's basically grilled vegetables, roasted vegetables, grilled chicken, and pierogies. It's kind of a primavera, but the vegetables have already been roasted for me. The chicken's already been grilled. Unless you don't want to tell anybody that it came out of the freezer, I don't think anybody would know because it tastes homemade.
Oh, it's fabulous. All right, let's send people to that website, easyhomemeals.com. That's easyhomemeals.com for some of these suggestions and ideas that Cece has. Cece Carmichael, thanks for joining us. National Frozen Food Month coming up in March.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
I think there's something fabulous about
I'm always going to love you no matter what.
Outtakes from Rocky movies.
No matter what happens. You're my son. You're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't going to have a life. Don't forget to visit your mother. Mm-hmm.
Excerpt from which Rocky movie, Chuck?
That was Rocky Balboa. And, you know, that's one of the most watched YouTube clips and regarded by, you know, movie fans who watch that, one of the most inspirational speeches ever given.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just...
and he wrote that. That's Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, he wrote that.
He wrote the script for these movies.
He did, except for Creed. He didn't write the script for Creed, but all the other Rockies, the first five Rockies, he did. You know, the guy, the kid who played his son while he was a young man in the movie, his name is actor Milo Vermiga. He plays Mandy Moore's husband on This Is Us. He gets great reviews, and he's done some really good work on that hit NBC show. Yeah.
Ah, good. That's interesting.
You know,
that's
a lot
good
of people
news.
Ask me if we're ever going to see another Rocky film. I'm going to say, or a Rocky film with Sylvester Stallone playing Rocky in it. I'm going to say less than 50-50. 50.
Nah.
Because there's no production start on a Creed 2, which he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, probably did his best work as the character of Rocky Balboa. So I don't know. The longer this goes on, I don't know if we're going to see him ever play Rocky in a movie again.
Come on, let's be optimistic, Chugger. Let's hope for it. We want it. We want more. We want more. Chuck Curry, our movie man, with the story of the new Han Solo movie in a matter of moments here as we continue on DJV.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
All right, Chucker, I see there's a cast that's been released, the announcement of who's going to be in the Han Solo movie. This is the prequel, the story of Han Solo's life. Is that what this is?
Well, it's going to be a three-episode trilogy based on a young Han Solo that is the character Harrison Ford played in the iconic Star Wars movies. They released a cast photo yesterday. Woody Harrelson is in the movie. I guess he plays a mentor of Han Solo. Like we were just talking off the air, he's had a really good post-Cheers career in movies and continues to work for, Cheers has got to be off the air, 20 years?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Well, he's done a lot of
stuff. Movie news of interest. James Cameron, director James Cameron, has remastered his 1992 game-changing fan favorite Terminator 2 into 3D. It's going to be re-released into theaters this year. He did the same thing, Doug, with Titanic a few years ago and obviously innovated the new technology of 3D with Avatar about 6 years ago. I can't say I'm a big fan, but I might be interested enough to catch Terminator 2 in a theater.
He's have a couple of more good movies. He's a little short on cash, I think, don't you? Think
he's... No, he's not. He's actually, his next four movies are going to be Avatar 2, 3, and 4, and 5.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's holding a benefit for him. And he's very good. Good for him. Congratulations to people that come up with a formula and get successful with stuff like that. Good for him. Chucker, you've done it too. You're my hero. Chuck Curry at 59 past the...
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.